Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3,343 BN. Today's date is May 1st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Antifa Mapping Started a Long Time Ago, Biden Campus Chaos, Iron Eagle. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they don't even realize it, but the stage is being set right now. Everything that we're seeing now on the college campuses, it's being set for the presidential election. And yes, they are pushing, and I'm talking about the deep state players, yes, they are pushing their agenda. But what they don't realize is Trump is now setting the stage where it will be used against them. And you can see that Trump right now, he's doing exactly what they did to him. He has turned the tables on Obama, on Biden, on Hillary Clinton, Soros, and the rest. And he's going to use all of this against them. Actually, what is happening right now is people now are starting to realize that, wait a minute, they're really trying to destroy America. They really hate America. And you know what's happening? Patriotism is on the rise. Just think back to 9/11. I know 9/11 was an inside job, but that's not the important part. When the country was attacked and people saw what happened, even if they didn't know or they knew, what happened in this country? People went out and they purchased the American flag. They put the American flag on almost everything. Actually, you couldn't even find the American flag. What is happening right now? The more the deep state takes down the American flag, the more they burn the American flag, the more the people are starting to realize, I see the enemy. I see who they are. And we're going to counter all this. That's what the counterinsurgency is all about. Remember, it's not just winning an election and having the Republicans vote for you. It's about taking the country and putting it right back on track where people see the country as good. They're patriots. They support the country. They defend the country. And they see who the true enemy is. That's what this is all about. So Trump, he just can't go to the Republicans. He needs the people of this country. And everything is revolves around the 2024 election. Everything that we're seeing right now. And what Trump has done is he's taken their playbook and he's using it against them. Actually, he has become the shadow president, just like Obama was the shadow president. Actually, Scavino sent out a post today showing Trump as the shadow president. That should tell you everything you need to know. The other thing that came out today and Scavino put out there was a picture of an Iron Eagle on Trump Tower looking out onto Central Park. This should tell you everything you need to know. And if you actually read the Time interview, Trump even mentions, you know, we might have to use the military to round all these people up. Not just the National Guard, the military. Think about that for a second. So think about what you're seeing right now. Has Antifa mapping started a long time ago? Absolutely. Who is going to be responsible for all this? Because remember, the stage has been set. All of this is going to be used. And I do believe Trump did this, not him himself. He let the deep state do what they do best. He used this to show the people, look, do you see them? Do you see who's driving this? You see what's going on? Plus, when people started to break things and people started to smash windows and push people and hurt people, didn't let people pass, this turned in from a protest into a riot. And the people, when they saw this, said, okay, this has to end. We need the police to be sent in. So will the people be okay with the police being sent in? I do believe so. Because when they see this again, the people are going to be, okay, yeah, let's do this. I saw it before. I'm seeing it again. We got to do this. Take this to the next level. When they see the illegals in this country looting, burning, destroying, will the people be okay with the National Guard rounding these people up? Will they be okay with the military rounding these people? Absolutely. The polls already show it. And as it gets worse and worse, the people are going to be on Trump's side. You see, for the counterinsurgency to work, he needs the people to see the insurgency. He needs the people to see what the deep state is doing, what their plans are. And as the people see this, they say, no, 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 this can't happen in this country. And that is what's happening right now. Because all these different places where you see the riots, you see everyday Americans, firefighters, police, students, the dean of a college saying, you know what? I'm taking this Palestinian flag down. I'm putting up the American flag. Remember, these individuals, they're all the same. It was the same people in BLM. They're funded by the same exact people. Soros, Qatar, you name it. They get all the funding from all these different places. It's the same people. They do the same thing. They act the same exact way. And they have military tactics because they were trained. Use the umbrella. Use fireworks. Get a stick. Use that. Make sure your face is covered. In some cases, put on your gas mask because the police might use tear gas. These people have been trained. They are terrorists in this country. And what has the Biden administration done? And what has Obama done? What has Soros done? They brought in more terrorists. Why? Because they know that Trump has the people. They know they're in trouble. They know they're going to have chaos. They know they can't allow these elections to move forward. Because if they can't cheat, they're in trouble. And how do you stop people from going to the polls? You use these people. Will the people say it's enough? Will the people say, yes, we need the National Guard? Will the people say, yes, we need the National Guard or the military to protect the elections? I do believe so. In the end, that's how it's going to be. I do believe that this was planned for a long time ago. And I think Iron Eagle was involved in that. Who's Iron Eagle? I do believe that's Chris Miller. He's a colonel that never moved forward to become a general. He's the Iron Eagle. Do I believe he set this up? Not alone, but he was involved. And I do believe he's still involved. And I do believe we're going to see things that we never thought we would see. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening now with the illegals coming into this country. Because now people see the borders open. People say, even the Democrats, the independents, Republicans, you name it, we need a border wall. We need it secure. This is ridiculous. So as they see more and more people come in, are they all for what Trump wants to do? Absolutely. Are they for Biden? No, they're not. So the number of Chinese nationals illegally crossing into the U.S. is up by 7,000%. And that's just for the half of the year. What does that tell you? This is infiltration from within. The people, they're coming in. They're going to use these people later on. You think they're just here to vote? You think they're just here to cheat in the elections? Well, the deep state players, they already know that they will not be able to pull this off. I do believe they're already looking in the internal polls. And remember, to cheat, You need to have at least some of the people voting for you. But when you see the younger generation moving away, what do you think is going to happen with these college campuses? You think they're all going to be for Biden? Absolutely not. Do you think the black population is going to be for Biden? Do you think the Hispanic population is going to be for Biden? So if you're losing all these different sectors, how possibly can you cheat in the election? Because you would have to make up all of these people. So if you're losing 200, 250 million people, how do you make this up with someone who's losing in the polls? And every day his poll numbers are going down. It's impossible to cheat. So what do they got to do? I do believe they need to swap him out and bring someone in that's halfway decent, where they could say, okay, this individual is not tarnished. And this individual, maybe they can get the younger population. Maybe this individual can get the black population. Now, do I think it's going to work? No, I think it's going to fall flat because people now are seeing all this evidence pour out about the Biden administration, how Obama was involved, Hillary Clinton was involved. And they, if they do bring in Michelle Obama, this will be a disaster for them in the end, because I do believe we're starting to see a lot of information come out about Obama appointed judges, what they did at Mar-a-Lago. Obama was involved. They wanted to get his documents back. So I think we're going to see a lot of this information come out, and it's going to completely and utterly fail. But again, the deep state players, they have no choice but to move forward with their agenda. And I do believe they're telling Biden, move forward with the agenda, get the guns away from the people. And what's very interesting is that we had a shooting, and it looks like this individual, a felon, killed four officers in North Carolina. Of course, what does Biden do? The first thing he does, we need gun control. But wait a minute, this person's a felon. You think he just walked in and said, you know something? Let him do a background check. You know why? Because I can get a weapon. See, but he didn't mention that Hughes, he served nearly a year in prison after a 2012 arrest for felon in possession of a firearm following a high-speed chase, and was arrested by CMPD on multiple drug charges in May 2021. He was released just after his arrest in 2021. So can he just walk into a store, a gun store, take a background check and get a gun? How did he get his weapon? Because again, if he's arrested, he can't get that weapon. And remember, how is gun control going to help the situation? It is not. And I think the people are seeing this now, and it looks like every time they try to use some type of shooting, it seems like it's being shut down before it even happens. And the other thing that's very interesting is Guns of America. They put this out on X, and they said the House of Representatives voted 214 to 201 to pass the GOA back H.R. 615 to block Biden's lead ammo ban, which eventually would be weaponized to ban lead ammo on private lands. So they tried to put this legislation through where they wanted to ban lead ammo on government or federal lands or different waterways. And this was a move to then block it on private lands. But it looks like this bill completely and utterly failed. But you could see that things are starting to build up in North Korea, which I find very, very interesting. Because remember, when they raided Mar-a-Lago, they were looking for very specific documentation. And some of the documentation was Obama and North Korea. Remember, when Trump came into office, Obama told Trump, look out for two individuals, Kim Jong-un and General Flynn, which is kind of ridiculous. Kim Jong-un is a communist leader, and General Flynn is a general in the military. So let's see, what do they have in common? Absolutely nothing. But again, Flynn, he knew where the bodies were buried. He knew a lot of information. And Kim Jong-un, Obama, well, he was planning to start a war, and he was going to use North Korea to start this war. And he wanted those documents back. Because again, I do believe Trump took documents from Hillary Clinton, took documents from Obama, proving that look what they were planning to do here. And now we see North Korea firing missiles. We see North Korea now putting fresh landmines in the DMZ. Remember, Trump, he walked across the DMZ. And now they're mining it, which tells you everything you need to know. Now, once again, Trump, he is in communication with Kim Jong-un. He sent letters back and forth. This way, the CIA, they couldn't basically tap into what they were doing. Same thing with the FBI. And I do believe that Trump, he had peace. He had a deal with Kim Jong-un. And now what's happening is the people are seeing that Kim Jong-un is doing exactly what Obama was going to have them do when Hillary Clinton was supposed to be in the White House. So I do believe Trump is going to be using this against them. Remember, they part of their 16-year plan is to bring us to World War III. And if you look back in time, North Korea was supposed to start it. And I do believe this was going to be a nuclear war, because that's where all this was leading. Because, again, they needed to destroy the cities. They needed to depopulate. They needed to rebuild the smart cities. Because, remember, they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Greedo scam. Trump kind of countered all of that when he won the election. They never expected her to lose. But we could see that now war is building. And I do believe Trump is going to be using this to advantage. Because, again, if you how do you expose all these people? How do you show that they're warmongers? How do you show that they don't care about the American people, that they don't care about this country? I think you're seeing it today. And what does that do to the people? It makes them become patriotic. Because when you see people specifically destroying this country, people say, whoa, wait a minute. You can't do this in this country. Even though they hate Trump, they like the country still. And when they see this, this is when people say enough is enough. And when Biden and team, when they try to bring us to war, people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute. Now you want to bring us to nuclear war while we're having all this chaos? Why are they cyber attack? Now we have to go to war? Isn't there an alternative? Isn't there another way? And Trump's going to say, yeah, there's another way. It's called peace. And this is going to counter everything they're trying to do. But you can see war is building right now. NATO chief, he confirms Ukraine will become a member of NATO, which means they're pushing us closer and closer to nuclear war. I do believe we're going to see a scare event like we've never seen a scare event before. You're going to have the one side that is pushing war. The one side is saying we have to go to war. And I would be surprised that all of a sudden people hear the word draft. And actually, that's going to include women. And you think the younger generation is going to say, I'm all for it? No, absolutely not. When Trump says peace, they're going to go, this guy wants to send us to war, or we're going to have to stay here and fight, or this guy is saying we can have peace. I think I'm going to go with the guy that says peace. And I think the people, they're going to make that decision. And this is going to basically strip the deep state from, you know, of everything. Because when you have peace, you counter everything. But again, they have to elect Trump to get the peace, which is going to be very interesting. That's why I think they're going to try to delay the elections. They can't, you know, stop it, but they're going to try to delay the elections to stay in power. And this is where Trump is going to step in and actually counter their entire push for war. Because remember, even though Trump wins, they're still in control until Inauguration Day. But I do believe Trump, somehow, some way, he's going to step in. I wonder if he's going to be called upon to step in. I do believe it will happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see throughout this country, we see that the Antifa and many others, they are protesting or basically rioting on all these campuses. And what we've come to find out is that the wife of a terrorist is protesting with Columbia University students. Sami Al-Aryan was deported from the U.S. in 2015 for aiding Islamic Jihad. So isn't that interesting that we have an individual that is protesting with Antifa? And this person was deported because they were a terrorist. Well, that's very interesting. But you could see that these same people, the Antifa, same with BLM, they're defacing property, destroying property. It's happening all over the place. Andy Ngo put this out on X and said, the situation in Portland, Oregon is grim. The city has catastrophic low numbers of police officers following the 2020 BLM Antifa riots and far left demands that police quit because the residents hate them. I think Portland police do not have the numbers to reclaim the huge Portland State Library that has been violently sieged by Antifa and far left extremists. Neighboring police departments that used to help Portland have all severed those mutual aids ties because their officers were endangered in Multnomah County. A studied countless times at the library as a grad student at PSU. It is a huge building that will require significant resources to secure. Pulling police from emergency 911 responses to go to PSU will put lives at risk elsewhere. This Gaza Autonomous Zone, and Kamen could end up killing Portlanders. PSU's president Ann Cudd made a huge mistake by supporting the initial exterior encampment. And that is absolutely true. And remember, this is the court of public opinion. What are people seeing? They're seeing that a lot of these universities, they're working with these people and they're giving in to the demands. And a lot of schools are doing that. And other schools are saying, okay, this is no longer a protest. They're destroying our property, destroying the buildings. The people of these areas and the parents of the students, because remember, it's not every student. These are small groups of agitators that get people on board. And most of these people have no idea what they're doing. And they bring in a lot of people from the outside. So when everything started to go down in New York, in Columbia, and many other areas, when they started to destroy the property, all of a sudden the police said, okay, these are riots now. Now, the people, they see this, they understand this, and they're saying, okay, the police are coming in, it's riots. I do believe this is setting the stage for when Antifa is used during the elections, when the illegals are used during the elections. The people, they're starting to understand what these individuals do, what their tactics are, that these aren't protests, that these are riots. So I do believe in the end, when Biden isn't going to stop anything, I mean, has he stopped any of this? No, most of these people are protesting against him. They don't even like him. So I think this is going to really hurt him in the end. And what you're seeing right now, this all falls on Biden. Now, just take this and remember the riots of 2020. I do believe this, all this has been turned around on Biden now. And he is now experiencing what they did to Trump. And is it going to get worse for Biden? Absolutely. Why? Because I do believe Trump is the shadow president. I do believe he's commander in chief, but I do believe he's the shadow president. But you could see the people, they're rallying together. The patriots are starting to realize, you're not going to do this to our flag. You're not going to do this to our country. And the NYPD deputy commissioner, he put out a video saying, an incredible scene and proud moment as we assisted the City College of New York in restoring order on campus, culminating in raising Old Glory once again on their campus flagpole. And the people, they are working together. They are together in all of this. And that's not the only place. Stu put this out on X and said, the American flag is back up at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Chancellor Lee Roberts came out and did it himself. And Wokeness put this out. The fact that an American flag has to be surrounded like this on American soil is absolutely insane. We need mass deportations. So the students in school, they came out and they protected the American flag. I mean, think about the patriotism right now. Think about what the people are seeing, and they're not allowing this to happen. And I do believe this is going to grow and grow and grow. And it's going to be on all sides. It's not just going to be the Republicans now carrying the American flag. Just go back to 9/11. Back then, dude, did the people of this country rally together with the American flag? Yes, they did. Are we going to see this once again in this country? Yes. Biden, the deep state player, source, they are the dividers. Trump is the uniter. Think about that for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Rob Shearer put this out and said, my daughter joined a peaceful protest on the lawn of her university today. It turned out violent when the state police showed up in riot gear. She and her friends were sprayed with tear gas, incredibly frustrated that the adults making decisions aren't better at de-escalation. The lectern guy said, wait until this guy hears about January 6th. Isn't that what happened in January 6th? Absolutely. And you know what's very interesting? You know how like the D's continually say that, hey, we don't need the borders. I should really say the deep state players, because a lot of D's right now, they're starting to realize that we do need the borders. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. So the deep state players said we don't need the borders. We should have open borders. The far left says we need open borders. Antifa says we need open borders. These protesters say we need open borders. But you notice something very, very interesting when they set up their encampments? They set up borders. And wokeness put this out and said every time the woke left builds their own commune, the very first thing they do is immediately enact border security. Really makes you think. And when you read their signs, it says, welcome to the liberated zone. Make sure to talk to one of us before entering. So wait a minute. You got to go through a checkpoint? You have to be vetted? Unbelievable. This tells you everything you need to know. Are you telling me that borders work? Absolutely. And all you really got to do is you got to follow the money. You got to follow where all this funding is coming from. And why are the colleges like this? American Thinker put this out and says, virtually all Ivy League universities in the USA have Arab-funded academic chairs, many of them directed and taught by radical Arab Muslims, whose methodology is to indoctrinate rather than teach American students. Countries like Qatar, a chief funder of Hamas in Gaza and a proud subscriber to the Muslim Brotherhood's ideology, pours billions of dollars along with anti-Israel and anti-American propaganda into the coffers of American and European universities. The Middle Eastern Studies Association, MESA, USA is dominated by pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel professors, and most of its board membership is made up of Arab Middle Easterners and Turks. New research reveals Qataris funneling billions of dollars into Cornell University in unreported funds. The findings show that Qatar has donated $1.95 billion directly to Cornell University for its campus at Doha's Education City and $7.9 billion to Sidra Hospital in Doha, which is operated by Cornell. According to the Financial Times, since 1986, Qatar has contributed $5.1 billion to American universities. It is clear that Qatar and radical Islamist State, which President Biden has embraced, has been a major mediator in the efforts to release the Israeli hostages from a Hamas captivity. Under U.S. law, American universities must disclose foreign donations of $250,000 or more, but universities have ignored this ruling with little or no consequences. It is clear that universities, they are beholden to funders such as Qatar. Absolutely true. And that should tell you everything to know. But the other thing that's very, very interesting is Robbie Stockbuck, he put this out on X. He said, wow, ActBlue is getting a cut of the dollars that are being sent to fund the college encampments in protest. After they get their cut, they use it to boost Democratic candidates. So these encampments are literally helping fund Democrat election efforts. Where did we hear this before with ActBlue? Let's go back to BLM. Let's go back to then. Remember all the people donating to BLM thinking, oh, Black Lives Matter? Well, where was this money going? It was going to Biden for president. Post 4555, July 1st, 2020. Down below, it has a link to Black Lives Matter. Then it says next, click donate. Then you're taken to ActBlue. Who is ActBlue? Powering Democratic candidate committees, parties, organizations, and C4s around the country. D-Party funding, all donations to BLM, BLM.com, and now the protesters, the rioters, are routed through a Democrat-only funding org. 100% of BLM donors are Democrat. 100% of BLM donors agreed to power Democrat candidates, committees, parties, and organizations with their donations. So all of this is funneled through Act Blue. So all of what we're seeing today, the money to support this, is being funneled through Act Blue to the D's. Once again, everyone's starting to see it. I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the House Homeland GOP, they put this out and said, documents obtained by Homeland GOP reveal which airports the Biden administration has used to fly hundreds of thousands of inadmissible aliens into the U.S. via the unlawful CHNV mass parole scheme. So Secretary Mayorkas' CHNV parole program is an unlawful sleight of hand used to hide the worsening border crisis from the American people, implementing a program that allows otherwise inadmissible aliens to fly directly into the U.S., not for significant public benefit or urgent humanitarian reasons, as the Immigration and Nationality Act mandates, has been proven an impeachable offense. Of course, that's what they're doing. They need to bring these people in. And you know what's very interesting is that the University of Florida, actually the mayor of New York, and Trump and many others, they're all saying that all of these riots, it's all being done from outside agitators. Tom Fitton put this out and said, outside agitators came to New York City campuses to radicalize students. Mayor Eric Adams. Trump, he slammed Columbia occupiers as paid agitators. Think about this for a second. So all of these agitators, which they are Antifa, they have been brought into these areas and they are the ones who are orchestrating all of this. We saw this with BLM. It's the same people. They just have different costumes now. And if you think that these people are going to be charged and they're going to be thrown into prison, well, that's not the case whatsoever. Because remember, Soros, he put his prosecutors into place. Do you really think they're going to prosecute? No. Kyle Becker put this out and said, all charges have been dropped against pro-Hamas rioters who took over Hamilton Hall at Columbia University on Monday night. So once again, the police can arrest them, but they're going to be set free because it's all part of the system. Are you seeing the system yet? I think the people truly are. Trump, he put this out and said, do you think that the radical left lunatics that are causing all the chaos at our colleges and universities are doing so in order to take the focus away from our southern border, where millions of people, many from prisons and mental institutions, are pouring into our country? Just asking. Then he put this out. It's such a sad thing to see. Biden has to do something. Biden is supposed to be the voice of the country. And it's certainly not much of a voice. It's a voice that nobody has heard. And it's true. What is Biden actually doing? You know what he's doing? He's deciding to bring in Palestinian refugees. So federal U.S. agencies are figuring out how to resettle Palestinians from Gaza. According to the report, one proposal would use the United States Refugee Admissions Program to bring in Palestinians with U.S. ties who may have escaped into Egypt. Those who pass the eligibility requirements would then fly into the United States with refugee status, receiving housing assistance and have a path towards citizenship, which we know that they're just going to bring every single person in. They're not going to test the people. They're not going to see who they are. And actually, think about the Palestinians in this country. How many of the Hamas terrorists would enter this country? I think quite a bit. But Trump, he is now setting the stage. All of this is Biden's fault, and this is going to be used against him during the election. Trump, he put out a video, and it's called Biden's Campus Chaos. And now the tables have been turned. Listen to the video.
I understand their passion. They have a point.
I've heard gas the Jews.
I don't resent his passion. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
So right there, Trump is now pointing the finger at Biden. And then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, where's Sleepy Joe? He's sleeping. That's where. So the people now, they're looking at all this. And these rioters, they're screaming at Biden. And they're saying, you know something? This is not a protest anymore. It's a riot. We need to control the situation. And with all this happening, Michael Moore came out and said Biden is losing the youth vote and says he probably won't be reelected. So he says everything that's happening on the college campuses right now, they are a danger to Biden because the students, they see the truth. And actually, Caitlin Collins from CNN says that CNN polls show today that 81% of voters who are under the age of 35 disapprove of how Biden has been handling this war. So the people, they're not going along with Biden. What do you think is going to happen when these people are used during the presidential election? Because you know they're going to be used. And think about this. If Biden is losing the youth vote, losing the black vote, losing the Hispanic vote, losing the people, can they keep him in this position? No, they're going to have to get rid of him. And they're going to have to bring someone in that can try to bring these people back. Do you think Kamala can do it? No. I do believe you're going to need somebody else, probably Michelle Obama. She's a woman. She's black. She's younger than Biden. Can they attempt to do this? Remember, they just need someone where they can use this person to get enough actual votes from the people here, and then they can substitute the rest of the votes with their cheating mechanism. Do I think they're going to be able to pull this off? Absolutely not. Why? Because I do believe what Trump is going to do, he's not him personally, but I do believe information is going to be released into the public realm that shows all the different crimes that Biden has committed. So when they bring Michelle front and center, it's open season. Look what they did to Trump. He's running for the presidential election. He's the Republican nominee. Did they stop attacking him? Now it's open game. It's fair game. He can, not just him, I think it's going to come from all different areas, but they can go after Obama. Now think about what we're seeing right now with Antifa. And let me just go back to a couple of posts because I do believe everything is being prepared for what is coming. Post 337, December 13, 2017. A little bit down, there's three lines. The country is not divided. This is fake news. Antifa was organized purely for optics, i.e. division. It's fake. Estimated 4 to 6%. We consider hopeless and forever brainwashed. Post 4366, May 31st, 2020. Antifa mapping started a long time ago. Post 4696, September 13, 2020. The United States of America, and this is coming from Trump. He put this out on Twitter on May 31st, 2020, by the way. The United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Then let's go back to post 12, October 30th, 2017. Military intelligence reference above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Now think about why Antifa plays right into the plan. Always ahead, good guys are winning. I do believe this is set up for the presidential election. I do believe everything that we're witnessing revolves around the 2024 election. It's about taking back the country. It's not about passing okay bills and dealing with the rhinos and the D's, making things okay because you feel better about it. It's about taking back the country from the criminal syndicate. If you don't take it back, it's lost forever. Even if you bring someone in. Look, we had Trump as president in the White House for 4 years. He reversed a lot of the things that they were doing, right? What did he do? He placed tariffs on China. He made the country energy independent. He took us off the Paris Climate Accord. He reversed a lot of the things that they were doing. So what happened when the resident came in? Trump was fixing everything. What happened when resident came in? He reversed everything. That was a Band-Aid fix. We don't want a Band-Aid fix. We want the deep state removed. We want the rot removed. The only way to do this is to take back the country. It's not to have a little better bill or a better speaker or a better... No, we need to remove the criminals, the swamp creatures. We need to get rid of all of them and take back control. And actually, put our elective representatives in there. The people that you're looking at, most of them, I would say the majority, except for the ones that Trump endorsed, they are installed. Then those installed people appointed their swamp creatures. They hired swamp creatures. They brought them all in. We need to get rid of them. We don't need a Band-Aid fix. This is not another four-year election. It's not business as usual, politics as usual. This is a revolution to take back this country. And Trump, he put everything into motion so we can take back this country. And I do believe we will be taking back this country because that's what this is all about. And if you really think about everything that you just heard, everything that you just saw about Antifa, what's going on the college campuses, and how the military is most likely involved, because remember back in November 3rd, we had an insurrection, which means it's the overthrow of the United States government, and we had the completion of the insurrection on January 6th. The insurrection was done by the criminals, by unelected individuals, and maybe some elected, and from foreign governments. They went ahead, they coordinated, and they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. You don't think the military gets involved? You don't think something happens when this occurs? Of course it does. We all know now that the elections were rigged. We know that they cheated. The people now know that they cheated. And actually, what's very interesting is that Rasmussen reports, they put out a poll that says that at least 28% of 2020 mail-in voters admit to casting at least one illegal ballot. That's at least 18 million votes, or at least 12% of all votes cast in 2020. Reminder, Biden won by less than 0.1% of total 2020 votes. It was rigged. And I do believe the people get it. And then Rasmussen reports put this out next and said 8% of the electorate said they were offered a financial reward to vote in 2020. That's over 12 million people. And 15% of black voters, 21% of 18 to 39 years old, 29% of Hispanic voters. There was major, major cheating going on in the 2020 election, which means they overthrew the United States government. And again, if we're going to take back this country, we just can't take it back with the Republicans because that's not the country. It's part of the country, but it's not the country. We need to take it back, and we need everybody. We need the blacks, the Hispanics. We need those people that look at themselves as Democrats or independents. We need all of these people. We need to wake them all up to actually take back this country. And that's why I said from the very, very beginning, Trump, he was going to go after all the other people. All the other parties. He had to. Because this is not a four-year election. It's just not normal 4 years. It's not politics as usual. This is very, very different. Remember, he said from the very, very beginning, we're going to take back the country. We're going to get rid of all of these people. I mean, he didn't say how long it was going to take, but you could see the plan now. It is now making sense. You could see it a lot clearer every single day. And Trump, he's made a very highly unusual campaign stop to court non-Republican voters. Trump is set to make a highly unusual campaign stop to address the Libertarian Party at their national convention. That's very interesting. And this is what Trump said. If libertarians join me and the Republican Party, where we have many libertarian views, the election won't even be close. We cannot have another 4 years of death, destruction, and incompetence. We will work together and win. And he's absolutely right. Now, to get a lot of the other people, what has to happen? I do believe a lot of these people, they're going to have to be slapped in the face, and it's going to have to be very, very hard. Might need multiple slaps. And what I'm talking about is a scare event. And I do believe that's where all this is heading. I do believe this is why Chris Ray is out there warning everyone, because they already know what's going to happen, that there's going to be an event in this country. There's going to be a cyber attack in this country. And yes, they're going to use Antifa and the illegals to try to keep people away from the polls. Because once they try to delay the elections and we go to paper, do you think they want the people going to the poll centers? Absolutely not. And I think this post now is going to make a lot more sense. And this is 2416. That's the post number. This was on November 4th, 2018. And this year, when is the election? November 5th. It says, panic in D.C. If you witness members of Antifa or any other people or organization stationed at key voter locations making threats or attempting to use scare tactics, voter intimidation, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incidents. Internal comms suggest preparations are being made and organized to conduct a 29-plus location push battleground locations. See something, say something. Uniformed and non-uniformed personnel will be stationed across the country in an effort to safeguard the public. If you witness anything out of the ordinary with regards to staff, officials, machinery, and equipment failures and or malfunctions, unusual grouping, bus dropping off of people with guide and or instructor, voter prevention, blocking, or other suspicious activities, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incidents. See something, say something, take a picture and or video only when safe to do so. So think about everything that we're witnessing. Think about everything that we're seeing. And let's go to Trump's interview with Time. I'm going to read a portion of this. Time says, you have vowed to launch the largest deportation operation in American history. Trump said, because we have no choice. I don't believe this is sustainable for our country. What's happening to us with probably 15 million and maybe as many 20 million by the time Biden's out, 20 million people, many of them from jails, many of them from prisons, many of them from mental institutions. And I mean, you see what's going on in Venezuela and other countries. They're becoming a lot safer. Time asked, well, let's just talk. So you have said you're going to do this massive deportation operation. I want to know specifically how you plan to do that. Trump said, so if you look back in the 50s, Dwight Eisenhower, he's not known for that. You know, you don't think of him that way because you see Ike, but Dwight Eisenhower was very big on illegal immigration not coming into our country. And he did a massive deportation of people. He was doing it for a long time. He got very proficient at it. He was bringing them just to the other side of the border, and they could be back in the country within a matter of days. And then he started bringing them 3,000 miles away. So they asked him, what's your plan then? Trump said, we will be using local law enforcement. We will absolutely start with the criminals that are coming in. And they're coming in numbers that we've never seen before. And we do have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. You see it all the time. You see it in New York City where they're having fistfights with police. A far worse than that, you see it all the time. And you're seeing it in all the cities, especially the Democratic-run cities, which is a lot of the big ones. But you're seeing it in Chicago, you're seeing it in New York, LA, and getting worse than in other places. So Time says, does this include using the U.S. military? Trump said, it would. When we talk military, generally speaking, I talk National Guard. I use the National Guard in Minneapolis. And if I didn't use it, I don't think you'd have Minneapolis standing right now because it was really bad. But I think in terms of the National Guard, but if I thought things were getting out of control, I would have no problem using the military per se. We have to have safety in our country. We have to have law and order in our country. And whichever gets us there, but I think the National Guard will do the job, you know? Had Nancy Pelosi used the National Guard, you know, I offered them whatever they wanted. So he is willing to use the military. But how can he use the military if we have the Posse Comitatus Act? Well, what happens if the country is being attacked from inside? What happens, and this is one of the exceptions, there was an insurrection. Can he use the military on U.S. soil? Yeah, he can. And that brings us to Scavino's post. And it's a picture of an Iron Eagle on Trump Tower. That's very interesting. The timestamp is 2301 military time. So who's an Iron Eagle? That is Chris Miller. An Iron Eagle is an American military officer who has attained the rank of colonel but will not be promoted to the rank of general. The term refers to the rank insignia a colonel wears, with which resembles an eagle. There are several reasons an officer may become an Iron Eagle. And one of them, if he changes positions and he becomes the Secretary of Defense. And it looks like he has become an Iron Eagle. So why did Scavino put this out there? Was there a plan? Did Chris Miller orchestrate and facilitate this plan? I do believe so. And this was put out at 2301, which is, I do believe, 1101. The post here is Red October. Stay tuned and watch. Q plus. Wasn't there a revolution in Russia with Lenin? So does this mean that there's going to be a revolution here in this country? I don't mean a fighting revolution, a physical revolution, but a revolution where the deep state is no longer in power. And remember, this is coming from Q plus, and Scavino showed the Iron Eagle on Trump Tower. That is very interesting. Then Scavino put out a post on X, and it says, moments ago in Wisconsin. It's a picture of Trump in front of the flag, and you could see his shadow. It's the shadow president. Who else was a shadow president? Obama. Let's go back to post 4158, May 8th, 2020. Shadow presidency, shadow government, insurgency, irregular warfare. I do believe Trump, he is now turning the tables on the deep state players. Everything that they did to him is going to happen to them. And it's going to wake up the people. The people are going to be behind him. And Trump is going to have the counterinsurgency to go up against their insurgency. And it looks like the plan is going exactly the way it's supposed to be going. The stage has been set. Antifa, the military knows exactly where they are. Trump already let everyone know that we can use the National Guard and we can even use the military if necessary. He's already letting everyone know that this can be done. And the only way it can be done is if there's martial law, there's an insurrection, there's an invasion. And I do believe they're going to get all of these. They already got the insurrection. The other part is coming along here. And yes, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to trap the deep state in all of this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.